1077 Today FM. I'm Kate, and it's our weekly check-in with Julie Docker Johnson at the local community food center. Julie, how are you?
I could not be any better.
Oh, good. And over the weekend, you guys had a fabulous day on Sunday.
Oh my gosh. So it was phenomenal. It was beautiful out. Some would say it was hot. Mm-hmm. However, it is summertime, so exactly as it should be. We had the greatest day. Mm-hmm. So people went out to the farm to see what the Oak Street Farm is all about and had tours. And a huge shout out to Stratford Transportation, the city transportation, who provided the bus to transfer people from the local over to the farm and back. But people loved that. They got to see what goes on at the farm and the different machines that we have and talk about the importance of, you know, community and farming and food and everything all together. And then everybody came back to the local for a barbecue, and it was fabulous. So we had hamburgers and hot dogs, and we had deviled eggs and watermelon. And it was just, it was a whole lot of fun. We think about 170-ish came, yes, to the barbecue, so it was great. And the barbecue would not have been possible without our friends from Del Mar Foods in St. Mary's. Mm-hmm. They donated all the burgers and the hot dogs and the buns. We could not have done it without them. So it was incredible.
Yeah, it sounds like an absolutely fabulous day. I know Abby had a lot of fun in the community cruiser, so I'm so glad.
Yes, no, it was amazing, and people came, and it was fun, and there was lots of kids, and it was exactly what a summer barbecue should be.
Absolutely, yeah, and we had the perfect hot weather for it.
Oh, we did indeed, and the perfect air conditioning inside the local, if we're being completely honest.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also, maybe I could do a tiny little shout-out more, too. So the Egg Farmers of Ontario mm-hmm. provided us with deviled eggs, which people adore. Mm-hmm. And of course I mentioned Del Mar Foods, who were the queens of the castle.
Yes.
And Scotiabank and Remax and Bluebird and Foster's, they also helped us out with sponsorship. So without that incredible group of community members, these things aren't possible, and mm-hmm. we appreciate them so much.
Yeah, that's fabulous.
Yeah.
Amazing. Our community is just so tight-knit and amazing and always helping each other out.
And support, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, people get asked for a lot these days, and, you know, so you don't like to ask for a lot, but when you do ask, they always come through, and they always come through with, you know, such kindness. It really matters.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And speaking of the farm, we're going to be visiting the farm more often.
Yes, right? Now people know where the farm is. They know how to get there. They know they're welcome there. So now we're going to start doing pop-up markets in the summer and the fall. So the first pop-up market is going to be out at the farm on Tuesday, July 8th, which is tomorrow. It's already July, and it's from 5 until 6:30. Now, it's weather permitting, so if it's pouring rain, it's not going to happen. But basically, Jen and her team are going to load up our truck and take all of the fabulous, fresh, locally grown produce out to the farm so that, you know, the neighbors can just walk there and people can pop there. Like, if you didn't get to our market on Monday, don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. Go to the farm tomorrow night and you can pick up all the fresh produce that you need.
Fabulous.
Yeah.
That is so great.
Yes.
And then, of course, Monday night dinner, and the market is open tonight.
Yes. So market's open 4 till 6, dinner 4:30 till 6. I may or may not have heard you talking about your favorite summertime snack.
Yes.
Oh, many ingredients for favorite summertime snacks can be had at the market at the local. Just saying.
Absolutely.
I may or may not have seen a watermelon or two.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy. Just to put that on everybody's radar.
Absolutely. Yeah, so definitely check out the market tonight. Monday dinner, always fabulous.
Yes, and everybody is welcome, and bring your friends, right? Maybe you keep thinking, oh, you know what? I should go out for dinner with so-and-so, or I should do something with so-and-so. Well, here's the deal. Invite them to come for dinner tonight. bring them to the local. Nobody has to worry about the check when it comes. Exactly. If you want to make a donation, do. And if you don't, that's okay.
Yeah.
Sit in community, enjoy good food, and be part of it.
Absolutely. And it's such a great atmosphere, too.
Yes.
Love it always. And, of course, the same thing Friday afternoons for lunch.
Indeed. So Friday, we do our seniors exercise class, 9:30 to 10:30. Then lunch starts at 11, and the markets open at 11, and the market and lunch go from 11 until 1. And, again, a beautifully air-conditioned space and
yes.
a fabulous lunch and lots of good chats. So it makes good sense to start your weekend that way.
Absolutely, it does. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then coming up in July, July 17th is your AGM at the local.
Yes, it is. So July 17th, it's our annual general meeting, and we will just do a review of our past year and some of our wins. Everybody is welcome to come and hear where we're at and how we did. And that starts at 6 o'clock. And, yeah, everybody's welcome, and it's at the local.
Mm-hmm. Fabulous. So we can keep up to date with the local that way as well.
Yes.
And then next, or I guess 2 weeks from now,
yes.
July 21st, Jen V is hosting an honest budget workshop.
Yes, and so that is Monday, July the 21st at 2:30 at the local. So the workshop will be, you know, covering how to stretch your dollars a little farther, how to create a budget and stick to it. There'll be people here with lots of answers to questions on things related to money. So it's a good thing to do. And then you can come do the session, and then you might as well stay for dinner.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. And the whole, our whole finance section of what we're doing now has been made possible by, a grant from the Trillium Foundation. Mm. So this night, some of the people will be here from the Trillium Foundation to see what we're doing and see how it's working in the community. So we would love for people to come and sit in on the session and let the Trillium Foundation know that their grant money is hard at work in Stratford.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Fabulous. Okay, so we've got lots of great stuff coming up this month in July. And of course, people can stay up to date with the local on social media.
Oh, absolutely. Everything gets posted there. And right, knee-high by July is corn. So corn on the cob should be growing.
Ooh.
And when you drive by fields, it should be knee-high by July, which means it could be in our market very soon. So that
Ooh.
Is also a something. There you go for your summertime snacks.
Yes.
I think corn on the cob is a good one.
It is a good one.
Yes, not out yet, but soon.
Very soon.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Julie, thank you so much. It is always a pleasure chatting with you.
Have a grand week.